not to hold back my conclusion, which is roughly the same as Noam's, I want to say also that my feeling is that the two-state solution for the Palestinian-Israeli conflict is I think, a hopeless one, and some form of binationalism, which I'll try to get to at the end of my comments, seems to me to be the only hope, and hence the reason for talking about it more in this country. I've just come back a couple of weeks ago from a trip where I spent some time in Israel, as well as, of course, in the Palestinian territories, and spoke about this to some degree of response from Israelis. I mean Israeli Jews, and of course Israeli Palestinians. But what I want to do today is to talk a little bit about the importance, the continuing importance of 1948 for the present moment. And in a sense, I want to talk about something quite different than what you've heard from Noam Chomsky. That is to say, I want to talk about the Palestinian experience as a human, evolving human thing, trajectory, and how it feeds into the current impasse and where it might, if looked at honestly within the Arab and international context, might give one some hope for the future, which I think is the most important thing. I might as well begin by speaking personally about 1948, particularly at a moment when the media is focusing so much on the faces and the bodies and general appalling plight of Kosovar refugees, and what it meant for many of the people around me. My own immediate family was spared the worst ravages of what we call the catastrophe in Nakba of 1948. We had a house and my father a business in Cairo, so even though we were in Palestine during most of 1947, when we left in December of that year, the wrenching, cataclysmic quality of the collective experience, when 780,000 Palestinians, two-thirds of the population, were literally driven out of the country by the Zionist forces of the time. This was not one we had to go through in as traumatic a form as most others did. I was 12 at the time, so I had only a somewhat attenuated and certainly no more than a semi-conscious awareness of what was happening.
Objection.